Arising and passing. Is the nature of all things. Everything changes. Change happens. When we see it and when we don't see it. When we notice it and when we don't notice it. Everything is changing as we are here. Everything is changing, including us, including you, including me. It is the nature of all things. To change, it is how things are changing. Moment after moment after moment. And everything is changing also in the rest of the world. Meditating or not meditating, everything in the world is also changing. The meditation that we engage in is also changing. in-breath that arises, in-breath that passes. Out-breath that arises, out-breath that passes. Physical sensations as the body breathes in and breathes out, arise and pass. And other physical sensations too. Arise and pass. Emotions and thoughts moods in the mind also arise and pass. And the meditation changes moment to moment. The attention is here and drifts away. Attention changing. And you notice and become aware. Attention changes again. You become aware and sometimes we just go to other places. The mind, the attention goes to other places, and when we become aware again, awareness changing. The change of being aware. Change has not stopped. Has not stopped happening. In between activities or by just being in one place, there may be some other things around and within you changing. Nature has been changing to coolness, warmth, sunrise, dawn, And it is possible. It is possible to notice change and to notice the nature of it. It is possible to observe it. It is possible to be aware of change. The mind could be calm in one moment and not calm in another moment. It is possible to notice that change in the mind. And as change is known, there may be some stillness also happening. It may be possible now for you to shift the attention gently and be aware of the contact of the body with the cushion, the sabutons. Contact of the clothing with the body. And it may be possible, if you would like to open the awareness to become aware of the space around you. It is possible to expand being aware of that space, like into the room, the space around the room. It may be possible to be aware of the quiet and the stillness that is present now around the room. And as the body breathes in and breathes out, you also can be aware of the space beyond the walls of the room. You may see that, you may notice that being aware of the stillness and calm and quiet in the room, the space, doesn't end right at the walls of the room. Maybe you can expand awareness beyond and be aware of space beyond the room. And it may be possible, if you like, to gently and kindly shifting the attention to the body, to the full body, and being open the awareness to receive any physical sensations arising and passing in the body, any sensation that is obvious to you in this moment. Maybe it is possible to notice that maybe there's some spaciousness also in between sensations. That there is some spaciousness in the body as a sensation passes, fades away. Maybe we can be aware of any stillness in the body, in that spaciousness in between sensations. There may be stillness. In between physical sensations, anywhere in the body. stillness, space. Sensations, emotions, feelings, thoughts arising and passing. Maybe it is possible to notice maybe some relaxation in the body and even to relax into that stillness and space. Softening. Softening this dear body. Physical sensations being released into that stillness within the body. And maybe kindly and gently you can shift the attention softly into the mind. Maybe there's spaciousness, some spaciousness in the mind. maybe there is some movement or some non-stillness in the mind. And also, maybe it's possible to soften into that spaciousness and even within the space, within the mind, you may be able to soften a bit. Softening by just receiving the rising and passing of the movement in the mind. Gently, without trying, maybe without being troubled by whatever is going on in the mind. Maybe there's a possibility of letting go a little bit of anything that is being held on to. Without trying, very hard. Softening the effort, letting go of the effort. But letting go into this capacity that the mind has of being aware of whatever is present without being against or in favor, liking it or not liking it, just receiving it with no preference. Letting go and resting into this capacity of being aware. Awareness being as open as and spacious and as this room and even beyond this room. Not directing any attention to anything in particular. Just being present, just being here, aware. Aware? Aware into whatever arises and passes. Resting, resting in awareness. Resting in the knowing. In that awareness, maybe the breath is received. The in-breath and the out-breath. Changing too. Receiving the changes in the breath. That inherent nature of the breath. The nature of changing. Receiving any experience in awareness. Without directing or choosing, but just being receptive to that arising. Of what is happening in the in-breath and the out-breath. In the rest of the body. In the mind. Everything is changing. And still, sometimes, with everything changing, there is a sense, we have a sense that there's something that feels like it doesn't change. There may be some tension or some pressure or something, the presence of something that seems like it's not moving, or that is solid, or that is not changing. And so if that is within your awareness, if that is happening, turn into it. Just to get to know it. What is this? Not to dig into it or investigate it, but just to recognize it fully. Turning your attention to what doesn't seem to change. Holding it kindly, gently, with the same respect that other experiences are received, other visitors. Keeping it simple. So it may be possible. To be present, to notice change, to see how it happens without getting involved or entangled into stories or thoughts or emotions. It may be possible to see it. And so for today, today, if you like, and if it is, and if it is supportive for you, you may want to experiment and maybe slow down a little bit. A little bit to see if you can stay close and intimate with the moment as you can become close as you turn off the faucet. Well, no, as you move the hands under the faucet, since we're not touching faucets. But just to be there when that water just touches the hand. Or when you touch the door knob in your door and to go to your room. Sometimes we're aware of many things that are happening. And we don't notice those teeny tiny moments. Sometimes they just pass, we just don't notice. And there may be moments that will give you more connection to this experience of change. The same thing with other experiences that you're having throughout the day. And I'm encouraging you to slow down, because within the instructions that the Buddha gave to observe change, that was actually the instruction to observe, not to get involved or to take something in or to fix something, or but to observe it, and to observe it in moments that the mind, the body, that there's some collection of the mind, some gathering, some unification of the mind, some calm, some stillness. And if that is the case, doesn't mean that everything has to be calm and stillness. It is possible to see change, as we also practice with movements in the mind, in the spaciousness and stillness around. So just to see how it is for you, taking the fork, touching the fork to eat,